A senior South African MP, Ian Cameron, opened fire to fend off a violent gang attack on him and two colleagues during a work trip in Cape Town. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Cameron, along with fellow Parliamentary Police Committee members Lisa Schickling and Nicholas Gottsell, was ambushed in Philippi Township on Tuesday. Attackers hurled bricks at their vehicle, shattering windows and injuring Cameron and Gottsell. Cameron suffered broken teeth, while Gottsell was briefly hospitalized after being struck on the head. In the chaos, Cameron drew his licensed firearm and shot one of the assailants, enabling the group to escape. Police confirmed that two teenagers, aged 16 and 18, have since been arrested on charges of attempted murder and attempted hijacking. One was caught after seeking hospital treatment for gunshot wounds, while another was arrested on a nearby farm. A third suspect remains at large. Speaking to broadcaster Newsroom Africa, Cameron, who chairs the Parliamentary Police Committee, described how the attack unfolded shortly after they left an unannounced inspection at a police academy in Philippi. "The first brick came through the driver's side window and hit me in the face," he recalled. "I realized that if we don't act, this could end very badly. So I defended myself and my colleagues with my firearm, and we sped off to safety." The Democratic Alliance, DA, South Africa's second largest party, and part of the coalition government, condemned the incident, saying it highlights the country's out-of-control crime crisis. South Africa has one of the world's highest murder rates, and violent crime remains a daily reality for many communities. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.